This year marks the 800th anniversary of the Nativity scene. In 1223, St. Francis of Assisi staged a scene about the birth of Jesus in a cave in Greccio, Italy. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports a museum in Philadelphia is showing a wide variety of nativities that are made around the world.
Glen Cairn is a museum of religious and medieval art in Brynathyn, and right now there are 4 dozen nativities from places like Kenya, Ukraine, Guatemala, and they're all culturally specific. A scene from Louisiana, for example, features alligators instead of livestock and a wise man who plays a saxophone. The centerpiece of the show comes from the Italian tradition of setting the visitation of Jesus amid busy village life. A.J. D'Antonio assembles nativities professionally, and here he put together one that's 100 square feet, populated by 178 vintage artisan figures. He lives with all of them in his apartment in Malvern.
Like Mr. Rogers and his land of make-believe, just take things down off the shelves, come up with a different little vignette, put them back up, and start working on another one. And then eventually, see if they all meld together.
If the world of nativity scenes had stars, Karen Locasano and Michael Palin would be them. One of their handmade pieces will be on display this year at the Vatican, the only nativity from the United States. The husband and wife team are both commercial artists by trade, and Palin said they started making nativities 12 years ago for their own personal enjoyment.
We were always working with deadlines and budgets, and we just wanted to do something to the very best of our ability without any concern for how long it took or what it may be worth.
The piece they have at Glen Cairn puts Mary and Joseph in a 16th century Flemish village. It's a busy and highly detailed scene. Locasano said they hid small dramas in the margins.
There was one night I made 2 tiny little mice, and I put them in there. And I said, Michael, I added something. Can you find it? And we tell little kids, look for the mice, look for the cats.
The scene includes a visiting angel who has the distinctive facial features of a person with Down syndrome. It's based on a 16th century Flemish painting, which is believed to be the first ever depiction of someone with that condition. The Glen Cairn Nativity exhibition will be on view until January 28th. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.